Breakfast on 6PR, thanks to Apia's Work Less, Pay Less.
We're all about possibilities.
Ask our dedicated consultants about our new discount. Call 135050.
Good morning, Stephen Baz. I've been spending a little bit of time in Royal Street, as you know. A very popular eatery is What's Up Dog. How cool is that name?
What's Up?
What's Up Dog, the What's Up Dog Cafe.
Well, you can take your dog there, can you?
What's Up Dog, like, you know, it's cool. Like, what's up? Hot dog, you know.
Oh, I've seen that place, yeah. Very good.
Jules Acknon is the boss, super popular in the area, much respected, much loved, and a real leader in the community. And he's been leading off his own bat. He's been giving an elderly local breakfast, but now he's a bit worried about the gentleman that he's been taking care of, 85-year-old Shane, and he needs somebody to help him out at dinner time. And Jules, out of the goodness of his own heart, is willing to pay for the ingredients. He just needs somebody in the area who could say, you know what, I'll do the cooking to make sure that Shane's okay.
That's very noble. Jules, good morning to you.
Morning, Jules.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Why can't he have a hot dog every night? That's not nutritional enough for
him? Look, like, he's 85, so there's certain things he can cannot eat. He comes every morning and we make him, like, scrambled eggs and a coffee.
Yeah.
By night time, it's just a bit hard for him to walk all the way to AJ, and, you know, he doesn't eat much. And, like, I've seen him in the past few months. He's been losing a lot of weight just because of, like, not eating properly.
Right.
As much as us at the cafe, we try our best to give him some food, but, you know, I can't, you know, I got a life to live and a business to run, and it's hard to be with him 24/7.
No, you obviously care for him, which is a really noble thing. I mean, obviously he's looking for home-cooked meals that could be delivered. What's wrong with Meals on Wheels? He wouldn't qualify?
Look, I've no idea. Like, the only thing that I know is, like, for the past, let's say, 6-7 months, like, me and the community, we've been really helping him. So we've been raising a lot of funds and buying him a lot of, you know, like, goods, like fridges and like a new bed and clothes and all this. And I know he lives into a tiny, tiny, like, bedroom. Like, it's just a one-bedroom apartment. But, you know, like, where he lives, it's just like a kid-sized bed. And, you know, it's really cold. And so I don't know if you will be able. For me, look, I just... There's plenty of people, plenty of charities that can help, but sometimes it's easier to do it through us, the community. So for me, it doesn't cost me anything to do a few scrambled eggs. And I've had a few people reaching out and wanted to do a few meals. Like, but I'm trying to find 7 people, so we all have one out of the week, so it makes it easy for everyone. Have to cook 7 nights. And it's
terrific,
just easier.
Jules. That's very good of you. So if they're interested, if there's people listening from the area, or even if they're not in the area, but they make the trip through that way, can they contact you at What's Up Dog? Is that the best way to do it?
Yeah, 100%. That would be amazing. Just tell them to come to the cafe, or to hit me up on the Instagram page, and we can talk about anything they might be able to do.
Good on you, mate. Jules. Good work in that area. What's Up Dog? And What's Up is spelled WASSUP Dog. What's Up Dog? What's Up Dog Cafe.
A bit like the fellow that was the friend guy, peace guy outside the church the other day that passed away. A chance to do something for someone alive.